Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best, where the paranormal is normal, where that which you thought you knew, you didn't, and where the future can be known if you know exactly where to look.
Well, good evening, everyone, and thanks for tuning in and listening. And we got Larry on his mountaintop. We got a flash update. If you do go to blogtalkradio.com/darkmatter and you can actually see the episode, you'll see a slideshow that I put up with The Simpsons that was made many, many years ago, actually. And they have done a few things that makes one think that time travel has to be already in process. They can't interfere, but they're allowed to go forward and observe or go back and observe. The reason I say that is there's some of the things on the Simpson programs that are identical to actual events that occur years later, even down to one of Trump coming down an escalator. Identical. It's identical in almost every way. How do they do that? The dollar bill, I can't think of his name now, Jonathan Kleck and his work on how the dollar bills are and all of that. Something's going on because the picture of the Murrah building in Oklahoma is identical to what actually happened. Somebody had to have observed that. And that kind of stuff. Very, very weird, very odd, but advanced technology. Hi, Larry. How you doing?
Hey, Stuart. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. Where do we want to start? Let's go with Antifa. Yep. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I was just going to say, for those that haven't looked at Fox Business Channel today, Lou Dobbs and Judge Gene Pirro had an incredible presentation about Antifa and how that Antifa is in our face and in our streets, unhindered, unstopped, unchecked, threatening the lives of the President of the United States and his staff and their families, and threatening to take over this country and literally destroy the nation and remove the government. And there are no consequences, no consequences for all of these actions. They're all unlawful, but they are not hindered. Stuart, they said something's wrong with this picture, America.
Well, there is. There's a lot wrong with it, and it should tell the American people that deep state's in total control, even of Donald Trump. I'm sure he was probably taken out into the back room. There was a guy who had a vision, he claims, from the Lord. And, of course, a lot of people get visions from the Lord that aren't from the Lord at all. But he said that the Lord told him that Trump had been compromised. And it wasn't very long. I mean, it's not that the man doesn't have a good heart and he doesn't want to do what he said he was going to do. That's immaterial to the agenda of deep state. And it's just hard to watch. These guys are getting away with it because law enforcement's not going to do anything to them. You cannot, under normal circumstances, and I use the word normal, you cannot threaten the life of the President of the United States while probably going to prison. You just can't do that. That's murder. And they're getting away with it, just like you said. And that's American people should be asking questions. Why is that? Why are none of these people in prison? Why isn't Hillary Clinton in prison? Why isn't Billy Boy in prison? You know, Teflon Bill. None of these guys are, you know, Jeff Sessions sits there twiddling his thumbs. He doesn't do anything about any of it. The only thing I've seen him do now is to come out and attack the Southern Poverty Law Center. Well, Southern Poverty Law Center is a hate group, been one for years and years and years. In fact, I got in trouble with Southern Poverty Law Center. They did me a lot of damage just because I produced Iron Mountain Blueprint for Tyranny. They couldn't stand that concept. So anyway, they came after me. And what they do is they go after people that can't fight back because they don't have the money to fight back. But this is true, and people better wake up to what's really going on. What was their solution to it? Did they have one?
Well, they ended that portion of the show with a warning, and of course people can go look up Fox Business and find Lou Dobbs and replay it and listen. But they were issued a warning and said Antifa and Black Lives Matter and all of these hate groups that are funded from Soros and all of those offshore will literally tear this nation in half, and it's already on its way.
Yes. We're in the middle of a communist coup, and I wish people would wake up to that fact. And, you know, a lot of people blame, like, Obama and whatnot, and it's easy to do that. But in reality, I think the Lord's going to blame the American people, because in this country, you have the right to stand up, and you have the right to impeach just about anybody in office you want to, from the Supreme Court on down. And yet they sit there twiddling their thumbs and don't say anything. And thus, because they will not stand up for it, the Lord holds them accountable more so, I think, than the leaders. So, you know, we live in a very odd country in the amount of rights that the people actually were given. But they don't exercise them. Therefore, those rights are basically then taken away one by one. And that's where we are. This notice you handed out, this flash update, Antifa calls for immediate removal of Trump, overthrow the U.S. government, chanting no borders, no wall, no USA at all. That is treason. And I doubt if anything's going to be done about it unless there's a hue and cry that's raised. What do you think? Do you think they will do anything?
Well, I don't know, Stuart. You and I are shouting from the rooftops, and I'm on top of my mountain, and you're close to your roof. So, you know, we're doing the best we can. But as you said earlier, Hannity and others have said, the shouts and the yell and the cry that we give only are falling on a few ears, Stuart.
Yeah. Let's move into earth changes. This earthquake situation in Alaska, 6.4. 6.1, 6.0, and they say it rippled down through the United States. Do you think we're getting ready for a big one?
Well, that certainly could be, Stuart. You know, this could be a part of what actually cracks this country in half at the appropriate time. Now, I know a lot of people kind of, you know, lift their eyebrows at that one, but there is something been building in this country a long time, piece by piece. And one day we'll know, and we may wake up to an apocalypse 10.5 like the movie we saw.
Yeah, I think we will. I think this is coming. God uses earthquakes for judgment. And he's getting tired of the American people, and he's getting tired of the American leadership. You got a headline here, Trump prepares his Mideast team for serious historic peace plan. Trump team will coordinate with leaders Jared Kushner, Jason Greenblatt, according to U.S. officials. Are we going to have that war and then the peace plan will be introduced? It sounds like this is what's being orchestrated.
Well, from what we're seeing, Stuart, it appears that you're possibly right, that possibly we'll have a war first. There's a lot of movement in the Middle East, and I've noticed the last few weeks or so, we're seeing a lot of a blackout, kind of a news blackout over that portion. So as they're preparing a peace, it may come after a quick war.
Yeah, and didn't you report on troop movements that Israel is moving some troops to the north now?
Yeah, that's the latest. Yeah, as a matter of fact, I posted it today. It says the Israeli military preparing for war with Hezbollah forces on northern border, says Israel is moving IDF tanks, combat armor equipment to the Israel's north. So what they're doing, what it appears, Stuart, and I'd like your opinion on this, it appears possibly we're correct that Israel has refused to invade Gaza. They're going to fight Gaza at its border, a continuous fight that probably will never end. But on the other hand, they're preparing for some type of large conflict with Syria and Lebanon, which we're talking the Syrians, the Iranians, the Russians, His bola, the rare bulls, Assad, I guess they're going to have to fight them all. And that's what appears to be building as far as troop movements.
Yeah, I think it's becoming fairly obvious we're going to have a war. Then they'll introduce a peace agreement. And away we go with Daniel's 70th week, if that's the way it's going to work. Who says that it will? I don't know. But it seems to me that we're being set up. We're being played. Now we got the sanctions against Turkey. Turkey, here's a headline, Turkey suffering live economic collapse right now. The lira falls to 7.20. Capital controls are beginning. Russian Spetsnaz, Islamic cells and training camps are in the USA. Then they're shutting down people like Alex Jones and whatnot. And I've been reading more and more articles. I guess people have done some research that when they slam down on alternative news, usually you have a war somewhere or a false flag somewhere. And we've got to be getting awful close, folks, to a false flag. And this is a flash update. We don't have much time. But Israeli ground forces are moving. Tanks are moving. And remember, Iran's got 160,000 troops in Syria. They will not remove them, and probably a whole lot more for the upcoming war. What do you think? And then we got North Korea, Larry. They're rejecting all U.S. denuclearization proposals. They've more or less told Trump and the rest of them, go jump in the Atlantic. Don't bother us. We're going to continue on.
Yeah, we've got trouble, Stuart. Troubles are rising in North Korea. We've got China. We've got Russian submarines everywhere. This thing is on a move. It's moving really fast. And we're kind of just giving this update so people can kind of prepare. You know, if you've kind of wasted time, don't waste any more of it.
Yeah, here's another headline. Russian Northern Fleet warships entering the Mediterranean Sea, going into the Atlantic for an Atlantic voyage. Submarines off the coast of the United States probing us. They've had their bombers probing us. This is Ezekiel 38:39, folks. This is what this is all about. You're watching prophecy being fulfilled in Israel. You're watching it being fulfilled in the heavens with the all the signs, the cosmic signs. You're watching it being fulfilled with earth changes. We got to be extremely close to something big going on. Any final comment, Larry?
Well, I was just going to mention at the same time, Dutch Sense is really warning people about the West Coast and that region because of earthquake and volcano activity and magma movement. You know, we just have to keep an eye on that even.
Yeah, with those quakes in Alaska and it rippling down through, that's very, very dangerous for the people that live on the West Coast. I think we're overdue. In fact, everybody says we're way overdue for a major earthquake. I'll close with this headline, folks. Heads up. Iranian reveals plans to hit 112 U.S. military bases with suicide bombers. They mean business, folks. They mean to take us out. Biblical prophecy says they will succeed to take us out. Any final word there, Larry?
Don't unbuckle that seatbelt.
Yeah, maybe even put on some shoulder straps. I think we're going to have a bumpy ride from here on out, and unrest in our government and everything that's going on. They're preparing for, let's say, a bad, bad time for the American people. So I hope you have prepared. I hope you prepared spiritually and that you have Jesus Christ on your side for all of this, because without him, you're going to be in bad, bad trouble. And now's the time to duck under his wings. And Israel refused to do it, but hopefully some Americans will. Anyway, thank you for listening, and we'll be back with a flash update if anything happens. Good night, everyone. Thanks, Larry.